Consumer New Zealand says supermarkets have failed New Zealanders by overcharging at the till. This after Pak n Save Mangere was fined $78,000 for price discrepancies found in 2018. It was found to have been charging customers a higher price than was advertised or displayed on the shelf. Chief Executive of Consumer is with us now. Kia ora, John Duffy.
Good morning.
So, overcharging, is it routine?
Well, this is part of the problem. It's a really hard thing for consumers to police. So, yeah, it could be happening frequently, but it relies on consumers being able to compare their receipt to the shelf price or the online price of what they've bought. And frankly, consumers don't really have the time to do that.
This, of course, in connection with Pak n Save in Mangere, it's a pretty cynical move, do you think, by supermarkets, or is it merely a mistake?
I think here, initially you could say, well, this is just a pricing error. What kind of aggravates the situation with Pak n Save is that the Commerce Commission mystery shopped them. They found the discrepancies. They brought those discrepancies to Pak n Save's attention, and Pak n Save didn't move on it. They didn't do anything about it. So the Commerce Commission returned, checked whether something had been done, found that they were still misrepresenting the price of their goods, and you know the subsequent prosecution has come about. So I think in the case of Pak n Save here, it's pretty difficult to say that this was a mistake. You have to say when they're on notice that there are problems and they don't act, well, there's a degree of deliberation there.
Because even if it was a mistake in the first instance, the fact that it wasn't rectified tells you that it certainly became deliberate.
It could well be, or at least it's reckless.
So can consumers trust supermarkets? This happened back in 2018. Is it still happening now?
Well, we do get complaints that till prices don't match shelf prices. And look, we appreciate that supermarkets are large businesses and there are a lot of different products moving through it. But in a digital age, this should be a pretty basic thing that supermarkets can get right. It's kind of shopkeeping 101. Make sure the label on the shelf matches what you're charging consumers at the till. So we think consumers have the right to expect that supermarkets are doing this correctly. They shouldn't have to be checking each till receipt with an eagle eye to make sure they haven't been overcharged. And supermarkets should just be complying with the law here.
Well, that's exactly the point, I suppose, that it shouldn't be up to consumers to police supermarkets. Is it up to the Commerce Commission to police supermarkets, or actually is a larger scale overhaul required?
Well, I think there's definitely a role for the watchdog, with enforcement powers, and we've seen the Commission exercise those enforcement powers against Pak n Save. But, you know, the Commission doesn't have the bandwidth to be checking every supermarket in New Zealand on a regular basis. That would take up their entire work program. So, you know, there has to be a degree of trust here. We understand the Labor government has moved to require the Commission to, or has at least indicated they will be requiring the Commission to undertake a market study into the supermarket industry. Look, we really welcome that. We think that there are a number of issues in the industry. Pricing is one of the ones that affects consumers the most often. That's issues around how supermarkets are discounting products and also how they're displaying their prices.
Thank you very much for your time, John Duffy there.